Your Yaesu 991, you know, this is the ICOM 9700, and this has all these different displays and functions and touch screens. So now that I took it out of the box, I got to figure out how to adjust it, set up all the memories and everything. I put the power down. The power is, yeah, now I'm drawing very little current. I don't have to run 100 watts for the distance that I am.
I don't think so. No, actually, it sounds perfect. So whatever you're doing, it works good. It's plenty of power.
Yeah, the only thing that I'm a little bit confused about is I can't hear the Sheldon repeater. And I did when I first connected this antenna. I'm on the big antenna now. I put up the 2 meter beam. I could probably work you direct.
That would be interesting. Oh, well, you on 100 watts, you probably could. I can only go up to 50 on 2 meters.
Unless it's conditions, I'm not sure why I'm not hearing a Sheldon at all. When I was hearing it full quieting, when I first connected the antenna, that was 2 days ago.
Well, conditions right now coming in this direction from Glen Oaks. Glen Oaks is not moving the meter. I mean, I can hear it. And that's lower than usual. Usually it's about a 2. When it's a 3, I can hit it. So maybe, you know, conditions are working the same in both directions, you know what I mean? Which means right now the conditions heading towards you are not so good.
Hey, I'm on the Sheldon repeater. Do you hear the repeater now?
I'm listening to 8.5. I got to switch frequencies. I didn't put it into memory yet, so stand by. Let me just go over there and see if I can at least hear it.
See if you can see it.
Well, it just ID'd, so maybe you can hear that. Did you hear that?
K2FAA on the Sheldon repeater.
UDFQ. WA2HMM in Smithtown, Long Island, New York. Andy, are you copying the Sheldon repeater? Guess he's not.
Well, maybe he can hear it, he can't see it. Andy will give you a quick... Obviously, you know I'm going into Sheldon, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. I don't know if you're trying to hear it or not, but best we can do. Come on back at 8.5 when you can.
Well, you were coming into the Sheldon repeater. No problem. A little scratchy, but other than that, good.
Me or Andy?
Andy. Now, hey, by the way, FAN, what is your name? I keep forgetting to write it down. I'm Charlie.
Hey, good morning, Charlie, K2FAA. Name is Rich, and we're out here in Riverhead right now, in a mobile. And we heard Andy loud and clear, the other fella. Maybe it's the link between them or something.
I'm back, WA2CDL.
Come back, Andy. What do you want us to do for the test? And by the way, K2FAA. Yeah, I can hear you on the input from Riverhead, so put out a good mobile signal there.
Well, it could be conditions. I'm hearing other repeaters that I never heard before, so I know the antenna's working, but I don't hear Sheldon at all. I hear nothing, and I can't get into it.
A test for another day when conditions are different. I'm sure you will when conditions are better. Like I said, right now the conditions for Glen Oaks coming in up here to me in Connecticut is pretty bad. And I'm sure it's bad in both directions, right? So, okay. Casey, when I say I'm, I'll be listening.
82UZU, I'm hitting the, going into the Sheldon repeater from Merrick, Andy, if that helps you at all.
Be hitting it from Merrick? Atlantic?
I hit it from Merrick all the time, no issues, and it's about the same signal strength as I always get.
Okay, that's interesting.
Do you have another antenna that you can try listening to Sheldon on?
Wait, stand by a second, stand by. more, because I don't see, let me just see one more thing here. I think this is even better. Now I'm going to get weaker a little bit. Hold on.
Get over there and set it up, and then I'll give you a shout.
All right, and I'll put the beam on it and see if I could hear it, because I can't, I'm not getting into it right now. WATCDL, QS4.
B20GB Mobile clear.